The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
How much support should firms give staff who are planning to get their jabs? An HR expert weighs in. Hello, Olivia Kwe here. You're watching The Big Story. You can subscribe to our channel so you never miss a single episode. With the ongoing vaccination exercise, are you getting support from your employers, whether it's getting time off to go for the appointment or to get some rest if you develop side effects? Different companies may have varying operating procedures for staff planning to get their jabs. On one hand, some have rolled out initiatives to support the national vaccination program. For instance, back in January, OCBC Bank said that among a range of support measures, its Singapore employees will have their medical consultation fees reimbursed if they develop side effects and given 2 days sick leave without needing to provide an MC. Their vaccination date is also a day off for them. On the other hand, there may be companies that aren't as sympathetic, like this example shared on Reddit. The staff member here said his company had allegedly insinuated that a colleague was trying to skive after getting his jab. Well, here to weigh in is the Executive Director of the Singapore Human Resources Institute, Elvin Goh. Welcome back to the show, Elvin. So, for firms whose employees may need some time off post-vaccination, what would be adequate and fair protocols to follow? Like a system that, at the same time, doesn't disrupt company operations, but, you know, it leaves employees feeling unburdened of sorts to get vaccinated.
Well, thanks for inviting me back on the show. I think post-vaccination, I think it's important that, you know, should employees really feel unwell, you know, they should inform their employers of their status and, if necessary, seek medical treatment, right? And on that said, employers themselves can also design employee-friendly policies like what we heard, what OCBC is doing, and also other incentives such as having post-vaccination paid leave off to allow employers or rather employees to rest for the day or allow them to utilize their annual leave without any punitive measures. Now, other possible policies or HR systems can also include helping staff better schedule their work in a way to enable them to make time for them to actually go for their vaccination, and also, you know, have someone, right, or rather another colleague to actually cover some of their duties. So at the end of the day, it's all about HR being able to plan and foresee some of these possible situations so as that we plan for contingencies to happen.
Of course. Well, if a company doesn't provide these support measures, what can employees do? What rights do they have?
Right. So considering Singapore's national stand that making vaccination is purely voluntary, you know, a bit strongly encouraged itself, employers honestly do not have the mandate nor legal powers to force employees to undergo compulsory vaccination. But nevertheless, you know, if we think about it more on a more holistic angle, a workforce with a higher rate of vaccination is likely to be more resilient against infection, right? Imagine if an employee had contracted COVID and the employer's premise has to be closed to be disinfected. You know, it simply doesn't make sense for employers not to want to support these measures, as the financial health of the organization really depends largely on the health of the workforce. So on that note, you know, I would really like to say that employers themselves should really adopt a more progressive people practices in their HR systems and workplaces as well.
Well, as a parting note, Elvin, what's your advice for employees to handle difficult bosses in this instance?
I mean, you know, difficult bosses, I think there are only a few out there, but majority of our employers are really pro-vaccination and also supporting the national agenda itself. At the end of the day, employees have rights, and rather than be confrontational about it, you know, if necessary, apply on their own for their own time off or paid leave to be vaccinated. Furthermore, I'd just like to add that the Ministry of Manpower is also in discussion with the tripartite partners on acceptable employer policies with respect to vaccination of their workforce. So both employers and employees should keep a lookout for this tripartite guidance when it is made available to all of us here.
Well, that's good to hear. Thank you very much for making time for us today, Elvin. I've been speaking to Elvin Goh, Executive Director at the Singapore Human Resources Institute.